One of Mad Magazine's longest-serving writers is Dick DiBartolo. He's come up with thousands of the magazine's ideas and jokes over the last half century, and David Kippen went to find out what's driven him all these years.
You know you're a class clown when your biggest ambition in life is to write for Mad.
Well, I started out back in high school. I was reading Mad, and after about three issues, I thought, I don't want to read this. I want to write this. So I wrote a takeoff on some ads, and I sent it to Mad. And 6 weeks later, I got back my own big envelope, and I was so depressed. So I opened the envelope, and the envelope, it was just stuffed with cardboard. And on the cardboard, it said, ha, 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 thought this was your script being returned. We have bought your script. Stapled to this cardboard is a check for $100. And please call us because we'd like you to write more for us.
Who knew Dick DiBartolo would still be at it 45 years later?
At first, it was just on and off, on and off. And then Bill Gaines, William M. Gaines, the publisher back then, said, well, what do you want from us? And I said, I just want to be in every issue. And he said, you got it.
He's written for almost all the regular features at Mad. He's brainstormed everything from the Alfred E. Newman covers to the fold-in at the back. He practically invented what's come down to us as the Mad movie parody.
I have a letter in the bathroom from George Lucas saying there should be an Academy Award for satire for their takeoff on Star Wars, which we called Star Bores. But it's one of my favorite things. That's why it's hanging in the bathroom. I was born in Brooklyn. I always wanted to be in show business. I was so stupid as a kid. I would buy the New York Times and I would look under M to see if there were any openings for MCs. And I bought a microphone and I bought a recorder and I had R.D. Bartolo Studios printed on the wall. And I would broadcast to the lady next door. Oh, my father hated what I... My father, what do you want to be in life? I want to be a writer. A writer is not an occupation. An occupation involves tools. He said, you know, what is that writing stuff? What do you hang out with people who just drink all day?
It was, yeah. Did you?
My father was... I wish... my father was born in Italy, so showbiz was not a big thing in his life.
Why do you think it became a big thing in your life?
To escape my father, to escape my crappy childhood. I did do some therapy, and the analyst said, you probably developed a great sense of humor to overcome depression, so it served me well.
He got out of Brooklyn all the way to Manhattan, where he lives with his longtime partner, Dennis. Mad Magazine's demographic of primarily pre-adolescent boys, not known for their enlightened attitudes toward sexuality, but the offices were okay.
Gay at Mad, it really hasn't played any part in it. I think they used the word faggot in one of the very, very early Mads. And had I been aboard then, I probably would have said, you know, this is really terrible.
Were you out from day one?
At Mad, no. No, you know what? I never hit anything. You would just know because I would say to Bill, have a great weekend, say hi to Annie. And Bill would say, have a great weekend, say hi to Dennis. One day we were going on, Bill had arranged this very special event. And I said, can I bring Dennis? And Bill said, bring Dennis? I'd rather have Dennis come than you come.
In between Mad features, Dickie D helped create Match Game, the risque quiz show from the old Mark Goodson, Bill Todman daytime TV empire. He spent years there writing double entendres for celebrities like Charles Nelson Reilly. Lots of people know Dickie D nowadays as the Giz Whiz. That's his weekly podcast about gizmos and gadgets.
It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D.
He records the show from a home studio that's soundproof, sunlight-proof, and pretty much adulthood-proof.
I call it Gizneyland. So I have the trained telephone. When it rings, you hear steam and train whistles. I have many microphones, many cameras, and I can broadcast to tens of thousands of people around the world.
He may be keeping adulthood at bay, but Dickie D is getting old. Bill Gaines, the founder of MAD, died in 1992, and Dick still venerates the memory of the guy who sent him that first $100.
He has a stone in the Botanical Gardens in Brooklyn.
Well, you're from Brooklyn. Are you going to get your plaque?
I doubt it. I mean, Bill's famous. I mean, like, I'm a writer.
So if you had a tombstone, what would it say?
I guess what me worry, I don't know. No more what me worry. I worry no more.
What me worry, I never do.
For Studio 360, I'm David Kippen.
I'm always amused and amusing you.
We've got some of the classics from MAD's archive up on our website, such as the Cold War parody East Side Story and the cover of their first issue. While you're there, if you have memories of Mad Magazine, we'd love to have you share them in our comments section.